Okay, grown-ups, I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the Girl Tales sponsor. One of my new favorite children's books was just released. It's called Evelyn Del Rey is Moving Away. It's written by Newbery Award-winning and New York Times best-selling author Meg Medina, and it is beautifully, beautifully illustrated by Sonia Sanchez. This book tells the story of the day Daniela's best friend, her mejor amiga, Evelyn Del Rey, has to move away. I could go on and on and on about how much I love this book, but I decided the best way to tell you about the story is to read the story. So I invited my friend Adriana to read the beginning of it for you. Enjoy.
Today is not like any other day. Evelyn Del Rey is my mejor amiga, my numero uno best friend. Come play, Daniela, she says, just like she always does. Just like today is any other day. So I bundle up and cross the street. A big truck with its mouth wide open is parked at the curb, ready to gobble up Evelyn's mirror with the stickers around the edge, her easel for painting on rainy days, and the sofa that we bounce on to get to the moon. She is waiting for me inside the iron doors. Then we climb the steps two at a time, just like we always do. We sneak past grouchy Mr. Miller's door and wave to Mr. Sue, who's feeding pigeons from the hall window. Señora Flores gives us each a cookie and says, "It's the big day," when we walk by. I wish it were, just like any other day.
If you'd like to read the rest of this story, grown-ups, Evelyn Del Rey is Moving Away is available wherever books are sold. Hey, Tailblazers, it's me, Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales, a kids' podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. Support for Girl Tales is provided by Tailblazers like you. Come join us at patreon.com/girltales for as little as $1 a month. And if you'd like to leave an end-of-the-year, tax-deductible, one-time donation, I'll leave a separate link for you in our show notes. Here are some special shout-outs for Tailblazers who call themselves Jessie S27 and HSGDKXIETBS. What a username. Thank you for your lovely 5-star reviews. And a really special shout-out to Theta and her family. I want to tell you about another supporter of Girl Tales, and that's Lightbridge Academy. Lightbridge Academy is more than a daycare. It's an educational child care program, which helps create a caring and nurturing learning environment that delivers the highest quality of an educational experience. At Lightbridge Academy Prospect Heights in Brooklyn, they have a whole child approach. Many areas of development need to be addressed in order for your children to be happy and confident lifelong learners. Their Seedlings Early Childhood curriculum address all learning domains as equally important to a child's growth and academic success. They lead their centers based on a set of core values and their circle of care philosophy, which values each and every member of their family as important and integral to their success. Parents, child, owner, staff, and even the community. To find out why they are known as the solution for working parents and their brand new state-of-the-art facility in Brooklyn, call 718-872-8037 today and let them know you heard about them on Girl Tales. Now, on to our Little Girls Doing Big Things episode with Eleanor of Conversations with My Daughter podcast. Hi, Eleanor. How are you?
I'm good.
Can you tell me about your podcast?
My podcast is with my mom. Her name is Sammy. She's not here right now. She's somewhere. We just talk about like different topics, and it's usually just like random stuff, but we also have like serious stuff also. Like we have one about anxiety, and then we also have some like what are good after school activities and like should you put your kids in any of them? And then we also have like a bunch of family interviews and stuff like that.
That's awesome. What's the name of the podcast?
Conversations with My Daughter.
Who thinks of the topics?
My mom. She just like, hey, Eleanor, we're going to record now. And I'm like, okay, I wonder what it's going to be today.
How did this all get started?
So we were in Arizona with my grandma, and my mom just out of random is like, hey, Eleanor, do you want to create a podcast? I'm like, sure. So we recorded our first episode, and it was kind of hard because I didn't really know what to do. My mom's like, okay, you can't move. You have to stay in one spot, and you need to talk. I'm like, okay. And that didn't happen. So we came home, and then we recorded our first episode, and then we published it, and then we just kept going.
How old are you?
I'm 10.
You're 10. So when did you all start this?
March, I think.
Oh, so recently.
Yeah.
You like have a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
How often do you record?
Like twice every 2 weeks.
What have you learned about mom while doing this podcast?
Yeah, she laughs a lot, and I didn't know she laughed that much. That's probably where I get all my laughter from. But like something funny happens, it's just full out laughter. That's it. And I did not know that. Usually if something funny happens, it's just like a little small laugh. But this is like all out. I'm like, oh my gosh.
You two seem very like they would be conversations that you would have on a daily basis. Did you talk with each other this much before doing the podcast?
Not really. If we're at dinner, it used to be like, this happened at school today, and then something else would happen. And then if we would be at dinner, it would usually be with my grandma, and then my mom and my grandma would start talking to each other, and it's just like, okay, that's done.
Mm-hmm.
So this
has made you talk more?
Yeah.
Do you feel closer with your mom since starting the podcast?
Yes. Definitely.
What have you learned about you since starting Conversations with My Daughter?
I mean, this isn't a very big surprise for me, but I've learned to open up just a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because usually I'd be talking to someone and it would just kind of get bland, but now I talk a lot more with other people and there are a lot more deeper conversations and I sometimes make people laugh, but I just kind of just start talking a little more to new people, and it's just something that I don't think I would have been able to do if I didn't do the podcast.
Are people more interesting now to you?
Yeah, because in an episode that we recorded, I don't know when, but like my mom asked me, Who would you like to interview? And I didn't have to think about this at all. I said Barack Obama.
Okay. Let's imagine that you get to interview Barack Obama on Conversations with My Daughter. What do you ask him?
Probably, what is your favorite part about being president? And if you didn't do it, would you still do it? Like, become president.
Would you still become president today if it never happened?
Yeah.
Gosh, I wish he was our president.
Same.
Okay. How long do you think you'll do this podcast for?
I am guessing probably until I don't have time anymore. Like, until, like, I go to college.
Wow. And that would be so cool. If you did this until you went to college, you could look back on the conversations and on the episodes and see what's changed.
Yeah. It's like, did I really say that? Like, what? Why did I say that? Like, even sometimes I do listen to the podcast. Like, my family, they was like, oh, let's put this on. And I'm like, why did I say that?
You know, I do the same thing, right? And people ask me all the time, they're like, well, you're just interviewing kids, or it shouldn't be that big of a deal. And I'm like, no, it's like it's so nerve-wracking. And I get nervous every single time. And then I listen back and I'm like, oh my gosh, Rebecca, why did you ask that question?
Yeah.
Let's say a kid out there wants to start their own podcast. What is your advice?
I would say do it, but ask your parents. Well, if you even want to do it with your parents, do it. But make sure you get a really good quality microphone, because if you get a really bad quality one, most people are not going to really want to listen because it's so bad quality. You can't really hear what any of them are saying. Mm-hmm. And I would say make sure you're comfortable when you're doing it, because you don't want to like have to go to the bathroom in the middle of it and take a really long break. When
Where do you record your podcast?
Well, my mom turned the guest bedroom into her office, kind of. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I still have sleepovers in here with my friends, but this is usually her main workspace, and she has a office chair, and I sit in the office chair.
Do you have any questions for me right now?
Yes.
Go ahead.
What made you want to start Girl Tales?
Okay, I'll try to make it really quick. So I was a nanny for 5 years.
Oh, wow.
In New York City, which is where I live. And I was watching this child, and he wasn't allowed to watch television, but he would not sit down for half an hour so I could make him macaroni and cheese. So I thought, oh, I'm going to see if there are kids podcasts. So I looked up kids podcasts, and he sat down for like the whole time and listened to the story, and I was amazed, and I got to make the mac and cheese. Then I was playing with a little girl. I was babysitting her, and she wanted to reenact Rapunzel. And she said, I'm going to be Rapunzel, and you're going to be the prince that comes to save me. I was like, oh, no, no, no. How about we think of a creative way that you can save yourself? Then the 2016 election happened. And then I watched Hillary Clinton's speech. Do you watch Hillary's speech after?
No, I don't really.
You're probably at school because it happened during the day.
Oh.
But she said something along the lines of, to all the little girls out there, never doubt that you can do anything that you set your mind to. And so I decided, oh, I'm going to make a kids podcast, and I'm going to make it about that girls can do anything that they put their mind to. And that's like, that's what you're doing right now is you're doing a big thing that I think it's really scary to be open, so that anybody can listen to your conversations. Do you ever get scared about that?
No, because I am doing theater, and I'm always on stage. So it's really just, it doesn't really matter what people say, because you're doing this because you love it. And if you love it, then you can keep doing it no matter what anybody else says.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to tell our listeners?
If you're new here, please keep listening to all of the other Girl Tale episodes, because they are good. Even though I haven't listened to any of them, I promise you they're good. My mom is dying.
Okay, so they should listen to Girl Tales for sure.
Yeah.
But also, how can they listen to Conversations with My Daughter?
You can go on Spotify, Apple Music, Stitcher. What's the other one? Google Play.
And just search Conversations with My Daughter. And you will hear some really wonderful conversations between Eleanor and her mom, Sammy. All right, Eleanor. This has been wonderful. We're going to sign off now. Are you ready?
Yeah. Bye.
That was Little Girls Doing Big Things with Eleanor of Conversations with My Daughter podcast. Produced by me, Rebecca Cunningham, with original theme music by Eli Denby Wood and Amy Geisbers Van Wyk. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts, and tell your friends about Girl Tales. And oh, remember, I believe in you.
Strong in the night, you gotta remember, yeah, you gotta remember, being a princess ain't about the dresses, being a princess is bigger than a crown, being a princess. It's kindness, it's honor.